Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk. By the way, some people
are. Yeah, the lyrics are very fitting for what we're talking about. Because if you're going to David Gray's upcoming concert at the Three Arena this weekend, it has been announced that all of the bars at the Three Arena are going to be closed. And the stadium shared a post on their social media account saying that once David Gray is on stage, all bars are going to close and they will remain closed for the entire duration of the show. And this is because of complaints after a fairly rowdy crowd constantly coming and going from the bar in the Three Arena during David Gray's performance only earlier this month. On the 5th of April, he was there and performed. And after that gig, he posted this video online after his Dublin concert.
So here I am on this gorgeous spring day in Dublin, listening to a blackbird singing beautifully in the trees. Behind me, that's a wren. Mr. Blackbird's been soothing my soul as I digest what was an absolutely mental gig last night. I mean, people were just hammered, basically. Beautiful spring day, drinking. It was so rowdy. I don't think I've ever heard the audience as rowdy as that. And a bit out of control in a way. So very hard to weave the subtleties and the sort of emotional context and the storytelling into the show. It was just, we had to just kind of keep our heads down and power through. And of course it worked. And when the big songs hit, everyone goes nuts and it's an amazing feeling. It was like a SpaceX level liftoff. Anyway, we've got another of these shows coming up in a few weeks' time, so maybe that will be a bit more sedate, who knows. But thank you, Dublin, we're off to Brussels.
Yeah, that was David Gray speaking after his gig here last month. 1800 453 106 is the number. John O'Mahony is with me on the line. John's a journalist in Kerry. John, you were present at that gig in April. What was the atmosphere like?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, it was quite unruly. It was really, you could describe it as the concert from hell. It was an experience that, you know, best forgotten, I think, really.
That bad. What happened?
Yeah, it was just the crowd seemed to have been just completely out of control, or a large section of the crowd anyway. They were in and out to the bar with a frequency like I've never seen before, you know, dozens of times. You know, we had to stand, I would imagine, probably 20, 30 times to leave people out and then back in again. And going out is one thing, it's only an inconvenience, but coming back in, they were laden down with drinks and in plastic glasses. So, you know, the drink was spilling in our feet or on our laps, and people walking behind us, it was going down our necks, and it was just uncomfortable, really, you know.
What was the age profile like at it?
It was very mixed. It was, I mean, you know, my daughter was with us. She bought us, my wife and myself, two tickets for Christmas. She's 26. We were there, and mainly our age, I'd say maybe 50s, possibly 60s, 30s, 40s. It was a very mixed crowd, you know.
Because I think people will listen to this, right? When they hear a sort of a rowdier crowd or ruckus, they'll think young people, that they'll blame this on 18-year-olds. But if it's 30 people up and down, in and out, getting drinks, I mean, you're saying this is people my age and your age.
Yeah, there were people. Yeah, you know, I'm no spring chicken, but there were people older than me, and they were up and they were roaring and they were shouting and unruly. We saw two fights breaking out close to us.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. There was two guys fighting at one stage, and a woman attacked a man behind her physically later on in the night. You know, it was quite unreal. I think David Gray's frustration seeped into the crowd then, because he was getting very anxious and very angry about it. And he actually appealed to people. He said, look, he was singing a song that he'd penned about his father. And he said, look, could you please just do me a favor and sit through this one and forget about the bar for 5 minutes, you know? You could sense his frustration, you know?
He spoke about it. I know we just heard that there a few moments ago as well. And I know, I know 3 weeks ago when I spotted this online initially that a lot of people who were at the gig, no more than yourself, John, very annoyed and kind of, you know, peeved off at how it went. But it's bad, God, when David Gray, when the artist has to ask people to sit down and shut up for 5 minutes, it must be very bad.
He acknowledged initially, he said, look, I know it's a Saturday night crowd, but as the night went on, he said, look, I know you're just not focusing, you're not listening to what I'm saying, and please listen to my songs, you know. And I think he tweeted afterwards that he said, look, we just put our heads down and got on with it, you know. You know, my daughter was with us and she said she's been at Electric Picnic. And she said this was worse for a large part of the night. So that will tell you just how much it was.
Right.
At one stage, Andrea, it's quite amusing, three women, maybe in their mid to late 20s, came in front of us, came in late. Three of them sat down. They were a bit tired and emotional, I think, or certainly looked that way. One of them spent the night with her two arms in the air as if she'd been crucified. Another one fell asleep and stayed asleep. And the third one kept shouting at David Gray at regular intervals, "We love you, Jimmy." You know,
"We love you, Jimmy."
"We love you, Jimmy." Yeah. So it was that kind of a night. It was just, there were parts of it that were funny when you look back on it. But, you know, it's not a cheap night out.
No.
You know, we travelled from Kerry.
Well, I was thinking that. You've come from Killarney for this.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, you've hotel costs, you've travel costs, you've food, you've tickets. You know, I'd say the bones of €1,000 probably got us through the weekend, you know.
I know. And then this is, as you at the very outset said, what?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Worst concert.
Exactly. It was.
Yeah, that's
not.
It
was pretty unruly, you know, out of control.
So here we are today. David Gray is back in the Three Arena again this coming weekend. And the Three Arena have announced this morning that the bars are going to be shut. From the moment he goes on stage, all of the bars are going to close and they're going to remain shut for the entire duration of the show. I take it you agree with that, John?
Well, you know, I can understand from the venue's point of view as well. I mean, it's a revenue generator for them. The bar is an important part of the night for them, and as is the merchandise for the artists and the whole lot. But if they can't control it and they can't police it and, you know, it's not stewarded properly, certainly, I would say, you know, it's probably for the best, you know. He's coming to Killarney as well in August, so that should be a good show.
Mm, yeah, okay. So maybe they might be better behaved in Kerry than they are in Dublin by the sounds of it. You're not back in the Three Arena this weekend, John?
No,
you're not.
Kerry have an important football match.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. John, thanks a million for joining us. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I have another John O'Doherty is with us on the line too. John, I believe you were also at that David Gray gig earlier this month.
I was, myself and the wife were there, Andrea, yeah.
Well, what was your verdict?
Well, unbelievable is the short answer. I felt really sorry for him, to be honest with you, because like the previous John was saying, he had to stop, I think, about three times to say, like at first he was kind of joking, saying, "Teacher's talking," and, you know, calm down. But then when he got to the part where he was telling a story about his father passed away and the song that was, you know, he was singing because of that, he was getting a bit peeved, you know. It was just something I'd never seen before. Now, I can't say I go to a gig every 5 minutes or whatever, but it's definitely the weirdest one I've ever been at, because it was like listening to a CD. He was that good, but the crowd ruined it.
The crowd ruined it. Yeah, it's funny. I have to be honest, John. I wouldn't be the biggest David Gray fan, right? But I definitely didn't expect this to happen at a David Gray concert. Like, for instance, by comparison, and anyone who's a music fan will rubbish this statement, I was at Pitbull 2 months ago. I probably expected this to have happened or unfolded at that gig rather than David Gray.
It certainly wasn't what I was expecting. You know, we were in pretty good seats. We weren't on the floor, but just, you know, in block B or something. You know, we were pretty close to the front. And I turned around at one stage, I think it was only three or four songs in, and I said to my wife, I genuinely thought the place was being evacuated, because there was a stream of people coming down every single stairwell. And I thought, something's up here. I thought, you know, there was a security issue or something like that.
So that's how bad it was. You thought the place had been cleared out?
I went straight onto Twitter, because I was like, there's something going on here, and they just haven't announced it yet. I thought there was something up.
So do you agree with the decision then to close the bars this weekend at the gig?
I absolutely do. Like, listen, I'm probably the wrong person to ask, because I don't drink myself, but I would say he said, if you don't close the bars, I'm not coming, or something like that, because it was that bad that it couldn't be allowed to happen again, as far as I can be concerned.
Yeah, but the three arena have said and shared the post on social media and said that once David Gray goes on stage, all bars will close and will remain closed for the duration of the show. People, please respect the other customers in attendance and, more importantly, enjoy the show. Mary is with us on the line in Cork. Mary, I believe you too have experienced rowdy crowds at gigs over the years.
Absolutely, Andrea, and I'm delighted to hear them making this move, because I would have written to Harry Cosby, I'd say about 20 years ago, after a Fleetwood Mac gig, which cost over €106, I think, at the time. I treated a friend to it. And it was literally like an ant hill, just like the other John described there a second ago. They were like ants up and down the stairs. And even at the end, Lindsay Buckingham thanked the crowd. I thought, how is he keeping a straight face? Because there was no respect for such a fantastic band, ruining the experience for everybody else. There was two young lads next to us who had to pass us in and out to the loo regularly because they arrived late, left early, went to the loo about three times, bought drinks. So I was trying the softly, softly approach. Yeah, hi lads, you know, look, we're trying to enjoy the gig. Mm. My friend was just beside herself. So it ruined our night. And we've been, even Bruce Springsteen, I don't go to him in Ireland anymore because people just drink so much. We went to Spain instead, where everybody just sat and sang and enjoyed the night. There was kids at that gig, even in late into the night. That while Irish people just can't keep away from drink just for the couple of hours. Like John, I don't drink. I love my music. I'm married to a musician. I love going to gigs. But we really don't anymore because it is too much hassle altogether and too disrespectful for the musicians.
So you don't bother going, Mary, then?
Oh,
which
no,
is sad.
No, there's no point. Sorry?
It's sad, you know, that you feel you can't enjoy it.
It's desperate. But like to think it's 20 years ago since I got no reply from my letter to Harry Cosby. Thanks very much, Harry. That even people are surprised at this kind of move. I think people just seem to think, well, you can't enjoy yourself without a drink. Mm. I love gigs. I'll dance the night away at a gig. My kids love gigs. But, you know, when you're constantly having to be interrupted and get up and down to let people in and out, who are shouting and rowdy because they can't control themselves. Yeah. It just, yeah.
You can
I
see the
reason. Support it.
Yeah, okay. The host of the No Encore Music podcast, Dave Hanratty, is with us here too, Mary. Do you think bars should be closed during the performances at gigs, Dave?
I think it's, you have to respect the artist to an extent. I think that this could backfire, though. I do wonder how it's going to pan out, because David Gray did mention in his previous address that it was a beautiful day in Dublin, and he, you know, speculated that maybe people had kind of been drinking beforehand. Look at the weather today. You know, if we're going to get a nice day on Friday and people are going to the gig knowing that they can't get a drink at the gig, does that mean that they will, in fact, prepare in advance? There's reports of Damien Rice closing down bars and gigs 10 years ago. I mean, some people might say, look, it's very pretentious and, it's an artist being a bit over the top. But ultimately, you know, if you have a particular style that you want to convey to the crowd, you want their attention. It's not unreasonable to ask for such a thing. And I should say as well, I mean, like, based on it is fascinating to hear that these war stories from, of all things, and with all due respect to David Gray, a David Gray gig, a punch up at a David Gray gig. I find that crazy.
The most unlikely, I have to say, of stories I expected to hear today from the two Johns.
I've seen the band Slipknot six times and I've never seen such chaos at those gigs, you know? I mean, it's wild. But I should say as well, this is likely going to come out of David Gray's pocket, because there's a very interesting thing. I saw a band a couple of months ago, an indie band called Los Campesinos in the Button Factory, and they said that because it's an all-ages show, it would ordinarily cost them €1,000 to hire the venue, but it was €2,500, and they believed it was because alcohol couldn't be sold. So the chances are David Gray is paying for this out of his pocket.
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, because, you know, surely the Three Arena, I'm sure, didn't take the decision to close this. Surely it's the artist's management would have put in the request. David Gray himself has been quite vocal about the gig earlier this month, as we played a clip of his own post, his own video that he shared on social media. So, like, you'd imagine that he's going to be out of pocket. Sure, the venue's likely to be hit as well. Sure, the loss of the drink sales throughout the gig.
Yeah, it's not a decision that anybody would have wanted to come to in advance, put it that way. But I guess it shows you the actual impact that this has had. And I thought David Gray, in his video address a few weeks ago, was very measured. Mm. But if you really, really focused on it, and we did, you know, very much here in the office of the Irish Independent, it was like, he seems crestfallen. You know, he seems genuinely upset. It felt like a light rap on the knuckles for the audience, but he was scolding his audience, and he was kind of saying, like, oh, geez, I've never experienced anything like that before. Look, the Irish have a reputation for being a rowdy crowd. People love love coming here, but there is a line sometimes.
Yes, but I saw stuff on social media this morning. Now, maybe others might be able to correct me around rowdy scenes at a previous gig of his. I think, was it in Manchester and Sheffield? I think I saw, certainly in Manchester, I think was being mentioned online. Fair play to David Gray in the Three Arenas, says this texter. The performance should have priority over the drinking set up there. Let them go to the bar when the artist is not on stage. When they are, stop yapping and have respect for the music. Tim McStay is a singer-songwriter. Tim is joining us as well, Dave. Can you understand where David Gray is coming from with this move, Tim?
I can, of course, yeah. And I don't think he's been precious about himself. Andrea, I think I obviously operate at a much smaller scale than that. I play smaller pub venues, but there is that element that if you put the work in, and you know, in my case, I'm blessed that I play with some other really good guys who put rehearsal time in and all that, and it's a lovely thing to sit there and have people listen to your songs. You don't want to be too precious about yourself, because I think that was often misinterpreted in years gone by. There were certain artists who literally, you know, they get gruff with the audience and throw a hissy fit. That's not what it's about, I think. I mean, I have personal memory of bringing my son and my wife, myself, to see Paul Simon quite a few years ago in the open air in RDS. And there were two people in front of us. And I know that, like, the tickets were really expensive, you know, and it was a life ambition for my son to see Steve Gadd, the great American drummer. And they just talked through the whole thing. And they were talking nonsense, you know, they were talking about nothing that had anything to do with the gig. So there is that. So I think your previous contributor there made a point about the venue. It might influence the cost of venues if you take the drink element out of it. But it's like everything else in life. You've got to get the balance right. I'm lucky. I play a lovely pub gig called the Punch Bowl in Booterstown sometimes. And the system we have there is there's a little bar over to the left. It seats about 60. Luckily, it's been full.
Yeah.
And people just get a pint and they put it under their seat and they listen. And if you want to talk about, you know, Liverpool and United or something, go downstairs to the bar. But if you want to listen to the music, listen to the music. And again, as I said, it's not an ego thing as such. But yeah, I suppose reversing that, in all honesty, it is a bit of an ego thing for an artist. You don't sit there with a guitar in your lap if you don't feel that you want people to listen to you, you know. So, but David Gray, you know, I think there is an element of scale too. When you get to be as big as somebody like him, I'm sure David played gigs when he was younger where there was 150 or 200 people there, and that's a much more engaging environment. And you can hear the ages, if you like, in the front rows had five pints and can't shut up, and people will give that person a hard time, hopefully. Mm. But when it expands out to 6,000-8,000 people, a lot of the people are uncommitted. Did somebody mention earlier about somebody calling David Gray Jimmy all night long?
Yeah.
You know, so you get it. It kind of gets stretched.
That's just outrageous. Listeners, says I'm a massive David Gray fan. I was appalled at the behaviour of the crowd 3 weeks ago in Dublin. We let ourselves down. I saw a lady in front of me with small bottles of wine in her boots. She'd smuggled them in, says this texter. Another listener, I too was at David Gray at a concert in the Three Arena a good few years ago. It was around Christmas time. Myself and my wife were in the standing area and there was fighting going on all over the place. I'd never seen the likes of it. I haven't seen it since, and I've never gone to see him ever again since. Sean is in Clontarf. Sean, I believe you go to quite a few gigs. What's your experience?
I was just thinking there, like, I do go to an awful lot of gigs, and I remember being at the Eagles there the last time they played in Lansdowne. And we were a front row, right? And there was a couple of guys sitting next to us, and they were in and out. Now, they were Americans. They were in and out, and they kept... And the more in and out they came, the drunker they were getting. They were climbing over seats. And next to me was a well-known Irish guitarist, and they spilled booze all over him. Now, he was very, very reasonable about it all. I don't know if I'd be as reasonable myself. And then down in the Three, we were at the Horselips there one of the years, and there were guys down from the north, and they were in and out, and eventually spilled booze all over my back. And then... In recent times, we were in the Sugar Club, and a chap called Massey, he's from America, and there was three, four guys behind our back who were absolutely drunk, and they kept heckling him all the time, and it was most off-putting for him. Mm. So my view on the drinking would be, and I like a drink myself, but this in and out stuff all the time is maddening. They should have drinking at the start, maybe a break in the mid, and then close it down again until maybe the gig is over, or whatever. But I don't know how they can survive without a drink for an hour and a half.
And I don't even know if it's not being able to survive. Like, Dave, I don't know about you, but I go to quite a few gigs in the year. I like to have a drink at the gig. I want to be able to go out at the very start of the gig. I want to bring a drink in. I want to enjoy it. I probably won't, but maybe I might get up at some point to go and get another drink or go to the toilet or whatever. I'm not going to be up and down 20 and 30 times that people think the place has been evacuated, like John described earlier. But like, I wouldn't like to see bars shut permanently either, Dave, at gigs.
Yeah, no, not at all. And that also enforces the view that we're being treated like children. You know, why are we subject to a curfew? Surely we can manage ourselves. Unfortunately, there is lack of etiquette in general, I think, at social events, including gigs. I will admit as well that I prefer to have a drink at a gig. It helps me loosen up. I mean, it's social anxiety, I guess you could say. And I like to have the option, definitely. But like some of the things I've seen at gigs over the years, like in terms of people just not quite realizing where they are or not caring, is getting out of control. Like I was at a gig earlier this year and some guy turned around to somebody when she asked him to stop talking because he was louder than the band that were on the stage. And he said to her, if you want to listen to them, go listen to them on Spotify. So if people are thinking that way,
right, there you go.
We've lost.
Listeners, my biggest gripe at gigs is people seem to think it's okay to have full-blown chats and conversations during the act. I was at War of the Worlds in the Three Arena last month and the crowd behind us never shut up. This listener tells me, unfortunately, it's not drink. This texter says it's cocaine taking at these concerts. It's completely out of control. I was at the Darts Premier League and from about 18 to 60, openly taking cocaine. It was unbearable, according to this listener. 087-1400-106, that's the WhatsApp number. Do you think the Three Arena were right to shut the bars during David Gray's performance at the venue this coming weekend? The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.